fathers, the lost fathers, and the forsaken children, and let them come quickly, for a voice of crying is heard out of Zion. For we are greatly confused, for death has come into our ghettos to cut off the young men and women from the streets of Philadelphia, New York, L.A., Georgia, Ohio, Florida, Mississippi, and throughout America, South America, the Caribbean islands, Africa, Asia, and all over the world. So return unto me, thus saith Yah, and I will return unto you, O my people.
Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennia. This is a history and current events program from a cultural perspective. We find this program necessary because Hosea 4:6 states, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But we as a people can turn this around. Proverbs 4:7 states, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get an understanding. Again, welcome to the program this evening with your hosts, Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. The number to reach us tonight to join the conversation is 215-490-9832. That's 215-490-9832. We're streaming live at several locations. You can go to timeforanawakening.com, which is the homepage, and listen to the live stream. From that location, you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening. Again, that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening and listen to the live stream there also. You can go to ourradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening. Again, that's ourradionetwork.com/timeforanawakening and listen to the live stream from that location also. Or you can download TuneIn, to any of your handheld devices. TuneIn is a free app. And in that TuneIn search engine, just type in Time for an Awakening. You'll see the icon, and you can stream the program live, even into your car if you have the auxiliary connection. That's Time for an Awakening radio program with the live stream on the TuneIn app. Drop us an email at timeforanawakening@deepgmail.com. That's timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Time for Awakening also has a fan page on Facebook. In that Facebook search engine, just type in Time for an Awakening radio program. There you always see interesting content being posted daily. And before you leave that page, do me a favor and hit that like button. That's Time for an Awakening radio program with the fan page on Facebook. And Time for Awakening Media is there also, undergoing some changes, but we'll be ready in a couple of weeks with the addition of new programs, new podcasts, always new information that you can download, listen to at later times, or even share with your friends. So again, make that one of your favorites. It should be already. Put that in your address bar. That's timeforanawakening.com. Timeforanawakening.com will take you straight to Time for an Awakening Media. Tonight, we're scheduled to have a special guest join us in the first hour of the program. A Drinker Group CEO, Adialo Sumbri is scheduled to join us this evening to talk about the deal between Adinkra and the Ghana Tourism Authority. He's scheduled to join us in this first hour. I don't see that he has reached out so far, but we'll still hold out hope that he'll be with us this evening in the second portion of our program. A special announcement is scheduled. Dr. Obidele Kamban will be with us, the founder and scholar at the University of Ghana, also the founder of abumitumikasa.com, is scheduled to join us. Also, Nataki Kamban of Let's Buy Black365.com, their national spokesperson, and her co-host for the new upcoming program on Time for an Awakening, Talib Sabir, will be with us this evening. Also, he's the Connect co-host on the Let's Buy Black365 streaming radio program. A packed show this evening with a lot of special guests, a lot of exciting announcements. And we'll be right back to get things started. Hopefully our first guest will join us. If not, we'll kind of spin off into some issues, open forum for just a little while until our next guest is scheduled to join us. But hopefully our first guest will be joining us. I'll try to reach out to him during our break and see what's going on. But we'll be right back to get things started after a brief word from our sponsors.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services if when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
The before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
Overworked? Suffering with an underperforming company, headache customer, staff, or vendors? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? We turned a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one transformation created for entrepreneurs like you in various industries around the country. Not what you're used to from accounting and business consulting? Well, welcome to New Business Solutions. If you're ready to go beyond advising, coaching, and training and get implemented results, call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions apply the best comprehensive administrative, accounting, operations, human resources, management, sales, and marketing to help you actualize your vision for yourself and your company. From anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072, spelled new as in numerous, on your device right now. Book your free consultation at newbusinesssolutions.com.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go and what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
From antiquity to the present, our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening. With your host, Brother Elliot, Sundays 7 p.m., Fridays at 8 p.m., for podcasting or live program scheduling, hit us up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Welcome back to Time for an Awakening, and before we get started with our program this evening, I want to welcome in my co-host, Philadelphia activist and tour guide at the African American Museum, here in Philadelphia at 7th and Arch Street. Brother Richard is with us. Brother Richard.
Yes, sir, Brother Allen.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it looked like we got a packed show this evening, Brother Richard.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear what all of the guests have to say. We're scheduled to have our first guest join us at this time. I don't know whether he's with us. Let me just check and see whether Brother Summary is on this line here. 614, is this Brother Sumbry? 614?
No, this is
okay.
This is Adja Kwaku.
Let me put you back on hold there, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, I guess he won't be joining us, or maybe something happened. It's always something, you know, in live radio, something goes on with the guest. We'll have to reschedule him, Brother Richard, because I don't know. He was scheduled to be on for 7:10. It's already 7:17, so we'll kind of move forward with things this evening and leading up to our next guest coming on in the next hour of the program with an exciting announcement. Dr. Cam Vine had been with us before with Bumi Tumukasa, .com, and you're a member, Richard, an active member. I go onto the site, but I don't post things a lot, so I got to kind of get busy. But that's on me.
And I see they're also and they're launching a new website. And matter of fact, I'm trying to re-enter.
That's a part of the announcement tonight, along with Sister Nataki Cambon of Let's Buy Black 365, to talk about the launching of their new program, and her co-host, Brother Talib Sabir. Will be with us this evening in the second hour of the program. I guess in this first hour, we can kind of take a couple calls,
kind of banter some things around. A few issues going on. It's the end of the year, Richard. It's the sixth day of Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kumba.
Yes, sir.
Creativity.
Creativity. And that's all what this program here is about, and especially this program at the end of the so-called calendar year. It's about things that we can create and have the potential to create big things going into 2018 and beyond. But, you know, just reflecting on some of these things, we talked about some of the things on Friday night's program. And I just hope moving forward that more and more of our people institute these principles into their daily life. It's not a holiday similar to Easter or Christmas, or a lot of these Eurocentric holidays. These are cultural principles from our ancestors that we need not look at as a calendar year holiday and then go back to business as usual afterwards. But we need to institute these principles into our daily life, into our daily walk, where these things will become second nature to us, where principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, creativity, all these things will become a part of us. And you spoke of these
things. And having the faith to be able to be assured that we can be able to do those things as per individuals and as collective in a communal and cooperative way.
You're exactly right, Brother Richard. We see a lot of these things going on. Especially in this country now, and the environment that we're living among, the environment has always been the same, but it's just now that they have a leader of United States Inc. or USA Inc. as Brother Scotty calls it, that is more open with his intentions and his racist feelings than other presidents. They used to keep it hidden. They were politicians at what they did. They had the same feelings as this guy, but they wouldn't openly say it. They might say it behind closed doors and say it where some of their taped conversations have come out over the years, like Johnson, Nixon, several of them came out in taped conversations that they, use N-word and other things, talk about our people in derogatory fashions, but they never say it publicly. But you got a guy now that says his feelings publicly. So a lot of our people that thought they were in a post-racial society kind of knows exactly where they stand. So it's up to us now to do what we need to do to move our people forward, and especially for our babies and our women. If we want a society where our people can live free and live sovereign, it's up to our people to do this. We can't depend on politicians. We can't depend on Democrat or Republican Party. We can't depend on this system to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves.
It makes me think, Elliot, I'm always placing things in our historical context. And, it's always been amongst Africans, specifically in the diaspora, that we have had what I call two different projects, right? What I would say in North America, the American African project, and then the African project. And the reason why I bring that up in this time of Kwanzaa, because for the African project, where we're looking at being a global African people and unifying not just the continent, but Africans throughout the diaspora. That whole thing of being creative, creativity, or using Kumba president or actor president or representative of the system of global white supremacy at this time, it shows that we will have to be, and as we've always been, very creative and pulling together, this African project that requires us to create that sovereign thinking and assist in creating those sovereign communities and that global African community, which has been a part of our historical context. We always mention, and this gets the time to celebrate what Marcus Garvey, creating that ideal and that project, or pushing forward that project of the Global African Project, or Martin Delaney pushing forward that Global African Project. I mean, the creativity that these men projected, you know, now we're into the 18th century, you know, and then 19th century, and then going to Paul Cuffee, you know, wanting to create that Global African Project in relationship to trade and identity and the recognition that regardless of what the system of white supremacy has as its project, it will not be able to prevent African people in providing the liberation for themselves and the type of sovereignty that we see fit, utilizing the values that is, you know, our ancestral values of communal, cooperative, and being collective. So the principles of Kwanzaa really, hopefully, if people, as you say, live out that, just look at how our behavior aligns with those principles, will be continuing that African project, which I'm particularly concerned with myself. And I know the listening audience of Time for Awakening and the guests we've had over this year, that's what they've been moving towards to try to implement that.
You know what, Richard, you know, the moving towards our people in the diaspora, towards the mother continent and the people there is something that other people are developing too, but it has nothing to do with culture, but it has everything to do with greed, with capital, with finances, and with, the destruction of the indigenous people in mind, whether it's in diaspora or on the continent. The move that this president made a couple of weeks ago when he said that he was going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and the response of other nations around the world to that move when it was disapproved by the UN. I don't have the vote count in front of me. I think it was 285 to 8 or something like that, to disapprove what he was planning. And you've seen his response to their objection to what the United States wanted to do. You know, this country has all types of campaigns. I mean, Europeans are hypocritical by their nature. This country has all types of campaigns about anti-bullying, don't bully. It's, you know, it's all in the schools. It's all in society. But that's all they do with countries around the world, because you've seen their response, Brother Richard, to the other nations of the world objecting to that arbitrary move to recognize Jerusalem as the capital as opposed to other people. That's a disputed area. It's other people that have a legitimate right to that area and to that city. But his recognition of Israelis to make that their capital, and then his telling other nations that objected to it that they won't get aid from the United States is something that we really need to look at and understand, you know, our position, not only here, but in the world, and what we need to do. It's always things in front of us telling us exactly what we need to start accomplishing. I'm sorry.
Definitely. You know, Elliot, as we had talked about it before, you know, that really disturbed me. And, you know, that, and I say disturbing, hopefully in a considering way, you know, because I think that at this stage of African development, we're talking about always thinking also strategically, right, in relationship to our strategic objective, right? So, you know, it raised the question, what is, where, you know, the American nation state taking full force, using this President 45 as its symbol? What is it saying now? Because what it's saying after post World War II is that not only is that we're trying to bring all the European nations together and be the core with this surrogate maybe of Japan. But we're they're trying to consolidate the global control of white supremacy capitalist system and at this point imperialist system. So it becomes a point where it seems to raise the question of me in this here particular, though that UN response, has America taken this position? What I said is now America a rogue state because of its military might. You know, we've been talking here on Time for Awakening about AFRICOM, the amount of military bases that are in Africa, right? And it's deliberately, strategically, even if it's for its consolidation of military power on the continent, it's strategically doing this. And at the same time, what we've never heard before, telling its European partners, its parents, that, look, y'all going to pay up or y'all ain't, or we ain't playing with y'all. It sounds, that's what 45 is telling them, right? And then with this Israel piece saying, even this system we created called the United Nations, if, you know, more than ever before, this is no delusion. Like, if y'all don't agree with us, we don't care. We brought all, we created this mechanism, you know, first, you know, with all the G77, you know, and knowing that the G7, the, you know, the special count, you know, to come together to make decisions to help in creating a global, that now the covers is off. And we don't care what y'all say. Y'all going to either follow what we say or that's it. And our history has told us, well, you know, America or and its leadership and Donald Trump, they've always been about that. So it only reinforces why we need to be thinking about what this says for us in our consolidation as communities, as national entities, and as nation states when we look at the continent and the Caribbean. Because, you know, they're just blatant. And they're saying, well, we're the only thing we got that's guaranteed is we got our guns and those who want our money. Call it trade. You know? So, you know, it puts us in a position where why, you know, this whole thing of the principles that you had, you know, raised, why it becomes so important for us to be solid in relationship to that, because it's making us make some serious decisions as we look towards the future. And one of those serious decisions is about how do we communicate with each other in order to further this African project, as I call it.
And communication, and I'm talking about serious communications on all levels, is very necessary. You know, we're going to talk about some of that. We're going to add some callers in while we're in open forum till our next guests get involved. Add some callers to this conversation, and we'll do that after we take a brief break. When we come back, you can dial in and add your opinion to the mix. That's 215-490-9832. That's 215-490-9832. Brother Richard, I want to play a clip too when we come back, dealing with what we're talking about.
Listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency and business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services if when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
What is in 1 million brothers and sisters who are tired of the same old rhetoric, the same old leaders, the same old ways of dealing with political and economic empowerment? You realize that nobody's going to save black people but us. If you understand that no existing political party prioritizes the best interests of African Americans as a collective, if you believe that leadership is as leadership does, and this means that the best leaders for the black collective must come from the ranks of those who place and hold the best interests of black people foremost and uttermost, if you understand that black people must develop the mindset and the will to finance their own racial uplift organizational efforts, then get involved with 1 million conscious black voters and contributors. The movement is now. Go to www.iamoneofthemillion.com. That's www.iamoneofthemillion.com.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. If they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. The ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated. They can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. Because somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they're just pulling contracts with a man. The average 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? If they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young Rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect.
Welcome back. The Time for an Awakening. We were scheduled to have a special guest join us in the first hour. I guess they're not making it this week. We'll just have to reschedule them. But we're going to move on, and we got more guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be in open forum until then. Brother Richard.
Yes, sir.
You know, and there's a couple calls on here, so I'll get to them. We were talking about our people making moves to secure the future of our children, our women, our society in particular, to move towards sovereignty and independence. That's the goal, not assimilation, not integration, not democracy, but sovereignty and independence should be any man's goal, not to be governed by anybody else, but to be free. That colonized yes. mindset among some of our people, a segment of our people, whether it's on the continent or here, needs to be obliterated because it's hurting the progress of our people. It has damaged the progress and stunted the growth of our people over the years. And it's an old hat that really needs to be thrown away. But the reason I'm mentioning this, because other people are trying to secure the future for their people. And they're trying to use it at black folks' expense. Now, last year when the U.S. and probably was a little before that, when the U.S. was trying to let the UA, European Union, know that you're basically, and I'm just putting in layman's terms, you're going to be on your own to kind of secure your financial future. You know, when they was having trouble with several of the economies in different European countries. Mm-hmm. So they let them know that you're basically going to be on your own. When Britain kind of broke off with that, what's the name of that thing that they
Britain.
Yes. When they broke off saying that we're going to make our own deals, and I'm using layman's terms in this. Now you got Israel. After Trump made the move to establish Jerusalem as their capital. Let me read from a published report on what Netanyahu has done in recent weeks. And it'll kind of tie in with what you were talking about, Richard. Israel seeks to join the African Union.
Yes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed a desire for Israel to become a member of the African Union in a renewed bid to increase cooperation with the continent, according to Kenyan newspaper The Daily Nation. On a trip to several African nations, Netanyahu has repeatedly emphasized the importance of increased ties between Israel and African governments. During a speech in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi, with 11 other heads of state present, Netanyahu pledged to deepen trade, security, and agricultural relations with neighboring African countries. A quote, "This is my third visit to Africa and second to Kenya. We believe in the future of Africa. We love Africa. I would like very much not only to cooperate on individual basis with each of your countries, but also with the African Union. I hope that we all find a way to have Israel become an observer status in the African Union, because we can help. We can not only observe, but we can build together a better future for Africa," he added. Now, I just want to stop there, Richard. You know,
yeah, please, because
those statements make you want to throw
up. Be sick when I see
you know, I mean, Do all white folks think that black folks are stupid? I mean, what the hell?
And hey, they didn't want to give Haiti its due because Haiti asked for the same positioning. But yes, go ahead. I apologize.
No, listen. I wanted your feedback on it. That's why I had to stop. But let me continue. Netanyahu spoke of Israel's desire to see Africa progress and its achieve and to achieve its development goals. promising his government's assistance in providing the necessary technology. He also referenced the need for cooperation in tackling terrorism. If we work together, we will defeat the barbarians. Our people deserve better lives, and we can provide them for you, says the Israeli prime minister. This is the prime minister's third trip to Africa in 18 months. As Israel continues this effort to garner support outside of the traditional Western allies and trade partners, Netanyahu also seeks to use the support of the continent to debunk the anti-Israel tradition among the majority of African countries in the Union. Netanyahu has previously announced on more than one occasion since last year, and even during his visit in Africa, that he is trying to establish a closer relationship with the continent to cut with the instinctive sympathy for Palestine in international institutions in which Palestine has supported. But the campaign has been met with resistance, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called on the African leaders to consider any development in the African relations with Israel only in as much as it shows commitment to the end of its cooperation and occupation in Palestine. In September, Togo canceled the Israeli-African summit due to the place in the country, and in October, allegedly due to international conflicts with Israel. However, the decision to postpone the conference indefinitely, which would have been delegations from 54 African countries to meet with the Israeli delegation, was considered a huge blow to Israel. Israel has diplomatic relations with 40 out of the 48 countries in southern Africa. Abbas has asked President Togo during the African summit in Addis Ababa to reconsider the decision to hold a summit with Israel. This was the first time that the Palestinian president asked to meet the president of Togo, who ascended to power in 2005. So we can see here that it's positioning going on with Israel. It's definite lies and propaganda being told about Israel cares about Africa, wants to see the development of Africa, cares about the country. I mean, but this only goes to show you, Richard, that these Europeans are trying to position themselves to move their nations forward by latching onto the continent. What is wrong with our people here? What is wrong with these elected black politicians who are more interested in assimilation than nationalism? These other countries that have no cultural ties to Africa, that's what they did. Listen, that crap that you see going on now that some ignorant black people are excited about, this biracial girl who got a black mother marrying this king of or prince in England. Mm. That's all about the same thing that I'm just reading about. Mm-hmm. It's about to secure international ties with somebody that's half black. You see now that he's had conferences with Obama. He's inviting Obama to the wedding. See, all of this is a coronation of what they figure will be an inroad into that continent. It was the same thing that happened hundreds of years ago when another woman that was of biracial status, Charlotte, had married one of those so-called royalty up there in England. That was nothing but a political arrangement. Even then, if you look back to the historical account, she couldn't even speak English. She was a part of the Moors, who had sent his daughters to different European areas to marry some of the royalty in those areas. It was a strategic political arrangement then. It's a strategic political arrangement now. Some of these black folks is excited about half black woman marrying a white man. It's no love there. It's a political arrangement.
And that, you know, Ellie, I mean, you
that's what these whites are doing, Richard. You can see it. You can see it.
Yeah.
It's up to us. What are we going to do?
Well,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's because of what we are doing that the consolidation, the necessity of that project, you know, to for as part of the system of white supremacy? Is it because what we are doing, and that is in creating those ties, because one of the youngest populations in the global world right now is the population that exists on the continent of Africa. And what one of the historical groupings that has always been fought against in North America is the ideal of the Pan-Africanist movement in relationship to its being able to make actual strategic links with the continent in cultural, as a cultural relationship, as a historical relationship, as a cultural relationship, and as a trade relationship. And in this climate of now, where the, you know, though the white, that global white supremacist system is consolidating, it knows it can't do it by domination as they've done in the past. So it has to do it by cooperation,
exactly.
Cooptation,
mm-hmm.
You know, which more than it had done in the past in order to secure its globalized, as you say, economic order. And now, because United States and Africa doesn't have a good relationship, you know, so here is its surrogate who is also, I mean, Israel is a new nation state, but you would get, and it's not a global dominant amongst the white European, amongst the European nations. It isn't a global dominated state. It's a surrogate to the United States. It wouldn't be in the position that it is if United States didn't give it the support
mm-hmm.
that it has. So here, United States can't do it politically or economically because of its support for South Africa. Economically, politically, and culturally, and militarily. So it has, I mean, we know the quote-unquote CIA and Lumumba, the intrusion of its special forces and the deconstruction of the nationalist formation of African states that had a leadership that had a Pan-Africanist perspective. We know that, which when we say hey, Pan-Africanist, that it was looking at the global south, the Caribbean, Africans in North America who identified coming out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from a history of 1900 on, has identified with the continent to try to now, what's that, curtail that with all these multicultural, as you say, strategic and global arrangements. Because when you made that reference about the Moors, that was the more strategic arrangement with Europe.
Exactly.
Now you're seeing the Europe strategic arrangement with its African mixed people, just like when we can look at Haiti and the relationship that Haiti had with Santo Domingo and with strategic decisions in its warfare it had to make in relationship to how it had to deal with those quote-unquote mixed children, mulattoes, who were also plantation owners who sided with the French, the British, right? The United States. I mean, when we look at it from that perspective, this is no new thing, but what possibly is new is that there's always been this group of us that's been working towards, with all the opposition, working towards to try to consolidate this global African arrangement. And it made me, you know, to see that. And as I said, Haiti asked for the same observing position at the AU. And if I'm not, I mean, I think one of the guests we had on a month ago, she had confirmed that Haiti was denied.
Yes. Yep.
But here's Israel coming, you know, in a different, with, you know, who it has as a support. And and we know the African leadership is no different than what you make reference about the political leadership here, that those nation states leaders who have been robbing the African people and the African nation state, they exist, and they would, if they get offered something, they would say yes. So here the battle. So it does come to us in this, in looking at our principles. What are we as Africans in North America, regardless of the political leadership, what are we going to say about this? And that goes back to your point about the value of communication. Because if we're not saying anything, it's like we're in agreement.
Exactly. I mean, Israel telling African countries that they can provide the technology, the cultural support, the agricultural support, because they love them. I mean, supposedly, that's where we come in. Out of any of the Africans in the world, African Americans have the fortunate and unfortunate circumstance of being maybe some of the most educated blacks on the planet. Mm-hmm. If we can't provide technical support for our homeland, then what good are we? What good are we here? So we provide technical support and labor for this man.
And we have to be careful of even when we say these Africans, we have to be careful of those Africans, because those Africans, some of us, I was in reviewing about what's going on in after the Hurricane Irma in Boyabad, that town where they're trying to change the relationship to where they have communal land, but there's African leadership, I call them everybody's African as I'm concerned, who is trying to put laws in place to take communal ownership away from the people to make it privatized, you know. And we've seen that happen here. Look at the Gullah Islands, what has transformed in relationship to Africans having that communal land. And look at I can't say it no other way, Elliot. Look at the Negroes who would go in and assist the developers to take this communal land from these historically African people, because they have communal ownership of the land, and try to, basically doing gentrification, disrupting the culture, disrupting the ownership, disrupting the principle of cooperative land ownership. So we extrapolate that to the geopolitical level. What do you think this here Israel was going to do when you got the AFRICOM there? That's why, the guests we were supposed to have on, creating these trade relationships, the guests we're going to have on, creating these ties, communication ties, and developing this intercontinental, African relationship becomes so vital and important. Creating institutions here that have a strategic global view of our African cultural identity and transforming that into an economic and political and a position about our birthright or our manhood and womanhood in this global arrangement that white supremacy think that they are entitled to.
Brother Richard, we're going to get ready to take a break. Let me, hold on a second. Let me pull up a call here. Let's go to 202. Erico, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Brother Diallo Sumbri. I'm calling in late. I was supposed to call in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, you know what? Brother Sumbri.
If I can't get on, that's fine. I'm enjoying the conversation. I got it on mute, and I'm just listening and taking it in. So
we're gonna reschedule you. I might just stay with us, because I might incorporate you into the conversation with our next guest.
Yeah, I'm listening to the conversation, so I'm enjoying it.
I'm sorry that Well,
nah, that's all on me. Go ahead.
No problem, but I want to get you on where you can expand this discussion. But stay with us. All right. Yeah, I knew something had happened, Brother Richard, but there's no problem. Mm-hmm. We'll, you know, before I take a break and, you know, our next slate of guests is scheduled to join us, let me play a clip by the Ghanaian president that you share with me, Richard. I want to share it with the listening audience because some of these things, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I played a clip by, I think it was one of the professors out of, it wasn't Kenya. What country was that? Togo, Richard? Do you remember the country?
When he
addressed the graduation?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Matter of fact, was that Ghana?
No, that wasn't Ghana. But I'm going to try to look through my archives and pull that up because I'd like to play that again. But I want to play, before we go to break, a segment of a speech made by the Ghanaian president in reference to Ghana moving forward and also what we need to do as a people in connecting the dots, so to speak. Listen to what he said in reference to Ghana and Africa moving forward. And do we see a message to our people here? Because keep in mind, we already talked about what these other countries want to do, their plans for the African continent. But it's up to us as people to redirect those plans. Let me pull up this before we go to break and play this speech.
By now, we should be able to finance our basic needs ourselves. And if we are going to look at the next 60 years as a period of transition, a period whereby we can stand on our own feet, our perspective has not to be what the French taxpayer decides to do with whatever surpluses that they have in France. They're welcome. They're appreciated. Whatever interventions that the French taxpayer through their governments make to us are appreciated. We're not going to lick a gift horse in the mouth. But this continent, with all that has happened, is still today the repository of at least 30% of the most important minerals of the world. It is a continent of vast arable and fertile land. It has the youngest population of any of the continents in the world. So it has the energy and the dynamism. We've seen it. These young men who are showing so much resilience and ingenuity in crossing the Sahara, finding ways to go across with rickety boats across the Mediterranean to really, those energies, we want to have those energies working inside our country. And we're going to have those energies working in our countries if we begin to build systems that tell the young people of our country that their hopes, their opportunity are right here with us. Migration and the movement of people is being presented in a manner which suggests that somehow it's a new phenomenon. There's nothing new about it. It's as old as man, the movement of people. And it has always been linked to the same thing. The failure of where you are to provide you with an opportunity, so you move somewhere else. Those of you who are familiar with 19th century European history would know that the biggest wave of immigration in 19th century Europe, the latter part of it, came from Ireland and from Italy. Waves upon waves, generations of Italians and the Irish people left their countries to seek the American paradise, largely because Ireland was not working, Italy was not working. Today, you don't hear it. Italian young people are in Italy. Irish young people are in Ireland. We want young Africans to stay in Africa. And how are they... And it means that we have to get away from this mindset of dependence, this mindset about what can France do for us. France will do whatever it needs to do for its own sake. And when those coincide with ours, tant mieux, as the French people say. But our main responsibility as leaders, as citizens, is what we need to do to grow our own countries. We'll have institutions that work, that will allow us to have good governance, to have accountable governance, to make sure that the monies that are placed at the disposal of leaders are used for the interests of the state and not for those of the leaders, to have systems that allow for accountability, that allow for diversity, that allow for people to be able to express themselves and contribute to fashioning the public will and the public interest. Our concern should be with what do we need to do in this 21st century to move Africa away from being cap in hand and begging for aid, for charity, for handouts. The African continent, when you look at its resources, should be giving monies to other places. We have huge wealth on this continent. In our own country of Ghana. And we need to have a mindset that says, we can do it. Others have done it. We can also do it. And once we have that mindset, we will see it as a liberating factor for ourselves. We keep talking about how it was that Koreans, Malaysians, Singaporeans, who got their independence at the same time as us. We're talking about that at the time of Ghanaian independence, per capita Ghanaian income was higher than that of Korea. Today, Korea is part of the first world. So is Malaysia. So is Singapore. What happened? Why did they make that transition? And 60 years after independence, we are where we are. Those are the matters that should concern all of us as Africans, as Ghanaians.
So we see what's on the minds of our people on the continent, Richard. Those things like that, speeches of that nature, don't hit the news here.
Oh, you don't know how much joy that brought to hear that, you know, Elliot.
But those things don't hit the news here because they don't want black folks here to hear black folks on the continent talking like that, that we need to develop plans to move our own people forward. They don't want that. They want Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner syndicated in every urban area in this country 6 days a week with all types of laughing and satires and Amos and Andy jokes all day. They don't want any intelligent conversation, any strategic planning on what we need to do in reference to our people. Hearing other people, other governments, other leaders talking like that. No, they'll show you other leaders that's robbing the people blind or killing other, indiscriminately killing other people so they can show negative stereotypes on the continent. But when you hear speeches like that saying that we got to develop these things for ourselves to move our people forward, the man gave an example of Singapore and Korea. They got their independence at the same time. He said both of those nations, Singapore and Korea, are in the first world. He said, what's wrong with us? He said, other people have done it. We can do it. And that he's exactly right. And what the hell is wrong with us here in the diaspora? Sitting and waiting on this man. Every time it's 4 or 2 years and 4 years, we run into the polls pulling levers for the Democratic Party and the Republican Party I'm getting all tongue-tied. And they didn't do nothing but using our people for fools. Like this guy that just won down there in Alabama. All these articles, black women wanted, black women power, although black men and black women voted almost in the same identical numbers. After he won it, he turned around and give his behind a kiss to black people. All his cabinet is white. He said he can't wait to get to Washington to work with Trump. He's a Democrat. He's playing to those Dixiecrats down there where he lives. That's his support. He only used black people, just like other whites have used blacks. Just like this man in this speech here that I read earlier, Netanyahu, when he went to Africa, with that crap he said in front of all those countries, like he want to use our people. It's time for our people to stop being foolish. It's time for our people to make plans to work internationally with some of our people that want to move our people forward. Some of these charlatans and black politicians and all that want to move towards integration and assimilation, let them do it. Don't fight with them. We have to make our own plans to move our people forward, Richard.
Yes.
some of the people here that's going to be on tonight is talking about plans to move our people forward. And not only plans, things they're doing. Not somebody with a idea or something in their mind, although it's nothing wrong with ideas or something in their mind. But it's moved beyond that. The guests that we're going to have on tonight are talking about things they're doing. And they want other people to be involved. Hopefully in this so-called calendar year 2018, more of our people become involved instead of just watching and criticizing.
Although and not somebody, be afraid of the numbers.
Yeah, although some of these movements deserve criticism or analysis. Put it that way, analysis. That's why it's important to have think tanks in these cities, Richard. We need analysis on what's going on. We need analysis of the moves we made and whether we should continue to keep making them. Like this blind loyalty to this political system here. I ain't even going to say Democrat. This political system. Every year, the same thing. Every 2 to 4 years, same thing. And some of these old charlatan politicians run around, our people died for the right to vote. Our people died for freedom. Damn, a right to vote. That was one of the things they wanted to have equal society. They wanted things, if other people voted, they wanted to be able to vote. But they didn't die just for no right to vote. And plus, they ain't died for our people to be fools either. We're going to take a brief break, Richard. When we come back, we're going to add some of our guests into this conversation and talk about some of the special announcements that's happening on Time for Awakening and other venues, these multimedia announcements that you can get involved in. Don't sit on the sideline. You can get involved. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors to welcome in our next guest on the program. We'll be right back.
Listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
I transformed a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one of the tangible transformations I've created for entrepreneurs in various industries around the country. If this isn't what you think of when you think of accounting and business consulting, then get ready to take down this invaluable information. Are you an entrepreneur suffering with a stagnating company? Have headache customers, staff, or vendors? Are you rebounding from a loss and need help achieving your unrealized potential? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? Hi, my name is Nataki Kanban. If you're ready to go beyond advising and coaching and get results, then call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions recommend and implement the best comprehensive sales, administrative, human resources, accounting, and operations to help you grow into your vision for yourself and your company. Again, from anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072 or pull us up on your device right now and book your free consultation at www.newbusinesssolutions.com. And just mention you heard this special announcement on Time for an Awakening.
Time for an awakening. We're going to continue the conversation, and we're going to add our next slate of guests to the program. Brother Richard,
yes,
our guest coming up has been here before, several of them, they're old veterans, to Time for an Awakening. And we're kind of glad to have Let's Buy Black365.com added to the Time for Awakening family. That's part of some of the announcements tonight. Also, Dr. Abadeli Kamban is back with us. BB Tumikasa, you're a functioning member, Brother Richard. Like I said before, I don't post. I need to post a little more on the site, but at least one half of Time for Awakening is busy on it. And
most of the time I'm learning, Ellie.
We want to welcome them to the program this evening. Sister Nataki is with us. Sister Nataki. Sister Nataki.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes. Hi. Yes, I'm here with Dr. Obadele Kamban and my co-host Talib Saber, Dr. Kamban is on the line with me. I think Talib dialed in from another number, but we're all here.
Oh, okay. I think Talib is here.
I think he just dropped off, but he might be coming.
Let me see, Brother Talib, is this you?
Peace, family. I'm here.
Oh, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's kind of do it strategically. We'll go with ladies first to get some of the announcements that you want to bring to Time for Awakening, Sister Nataki. We've been talking for the past month and a half. I've been making announcements on Time for Awakening that Let's Buy Black365.com will be added to the lineup on Monday nights starting at 8 o'clock. But the floor is yours. Talk about the program. Talk about the format. Talk about the
Actually, if I could, I'd actually like to defer to Dr. Kamban.
Great. We can do that.
One, since he is royalty, and also because his announcement comes up tomorrow before ours, and he's going to be with us for a little bit tonight because he is in Ghana, and it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning there.
Oh, I didn't know.
So
I thought he was here.
That was almost 2 o'clock in the morning there. So he's getting ready for his big announcement. So, Dr. Kamban, if I could, I was going to put you on the spot and let you go first.
Dr. Kamban, how are you, sir?
I'm Blacktastic, Blacknificent, Spec, Blackula, Blackorific, and Blackdiful.
Glad to have you back, sir.
Yeah, how are you? I'm happy to be on the program this evening.
Okay. Glad to have you back.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I just wanted to make a quick announcement that tomorrow we're having the launch of the revamped, revitalized site. So we're now at a shorter URL, bbtumi.com, and we're going to have a multi-stage event. One, we're going to have a film screening of 1804. I was just in contact with the brother who produced it, Brother Tariq Nasheed. And then also one of the interviewees is going to be on there, and that is Professor James Small. Now, for those who don't know, Abibi Tumikasa is an African social education network where we have African language classes. We have classes on Pan-Africanism, just a whole host of things. We have forums. We have a social stream, events, live streaming, chat, video gallery. It's everything that you can imagine in terms of social education. And the other thing is that it's 100% Black. You must be a Black African, an African Black, before you are allowed on the site. And that is so that we can have our own safe spaces. So many of us talk about African liberation, but we're doing it on Mark Zuckerberg's thing or, you know, some other Neanderthal thing. So it only makes sense for us to talk about African liberation on Abibi Tumikasa, which is Black Power Language. So we're really excited about it. Like I said, Professor James Small is going to be on there. He was actually featured in that film, 1804,
mm-hmm.
And he's going to come on to talk about the significance of African spirituality in African people coming together to defeat our white enemies. So that's that. And then we're also going to have here, it's going to be a simulcast because we'll have people on the ground here in Ghana. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have the students from our school singing in Chi, the major language of Ghana. We're going to have, you know, multiple people of poetry, spoken word performance. And, you know, we're really just looking forward to it. So it promises, like I said, to be Spec Blackula, Blacktastic, Blackerific, Blacknificent, and more. So, you know, we hope to see everybody there. All you have to do is go to the site at abibitumi.com, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I.com, and then just click live streaming. And the time is 12 noon Eastern time. That's 5 p.m. GMT. And I just wanted to, you know, hit y'all with that because, as it was said, it's 1:23 a.m. here. And I know that it's time for an awakening, but we're starting to think it's time for a sleepening. About that,
you got that.
Dr. Kambah, listen, Brother Richard, jump in here because I know that you're active on the site.
I'm just glad to, you know, be also a member. I have been able to learn a lot, and I wanted to make sure the listening audience understand that creating this Black platform, this African platform, this global African communication system, how vital it is for what we're talking about in that whole stage of global African development, and that by you putting that together. And again, I've went to the site. Now I'm having a little challenges re-entering. I don't know if it's, and that's the question I have. Is it people who are on already because it's the site has been redeveloped? Do they have to re-register, or do they just go on with the same password?
You don't have to re-register, and you also will not be using the same password once you come in. We actually sent emails out, and I'm not sure if you got it, but to reset your password because it's an entirely different platform. So when you go in, you'll see where it has the password reset,
yes,
and then that's where you'll click in order to get your new password. You'll be sent an email, and then, you know, with that email password, you'll be able to come in. So, yeah, we would definitely like to see you back online. Just go there to the login. And if you have any issues, you know, it's myself. There's another brother, Kwajo, who's part of the web development team and has really been the linchpin in, you know, getting the new site up and running. So, yeah, we would love to see you back on. And as I mentioned, the event, we're going to have people. It's a simulcast, so we're going to be streaming it. We're going to be showing, you know, people. And you're going to be interacting with people. Those who are in the diaspora are going to be interacting with those in Ghana, and vice versa on the site, so people get a chance to see live and in real time, you know, all the capabilities of the site. So we're really looking forward to it. And again, it starts at 12 noon Eastern time, which is 5 p.m. GMT.
Dr. Kambah, before you leave us, because I don't want to keep you up too late, it's late already. Tell our listening, because you were on before, but tell our listening audience again, how long you've been teaching? That's at the University of Ghana. I don't have it in front of me. I think you were at the University of, or at the University of Ghana.
Yes, I'm at the University of Ghana. I've been there. I did my PhD starting in 2009, finished in 2012, and I won the Vice Chancellor's Award for the best PhD thesis in the University for the Humanities in the year that I came out. And, you know, from there, I graduated 2013 and then started officially in 2014. So, you know, it's been, you know, quite a wonderful adventure, you know, trying to raise consciousness and raise bodiness. You know, people talk about free our minds. We're also trying to free people's bodies, because you can't talk about, oh, my mind is free, and you're wearing the same jeans that somebody who's never read a book before is wearing. You're on the same Facebook, you in the same Walmart. And it's like, well, what's the point of reading 1,000 books if you're doing the exact same stuff that somebody who hasn't read a single book is doing? So, you know, also part of the social education network is behavioral change, you know, getting off of being digital integrationists, which many of our people are, on all these white websites talking about Black stuff. And it's like, you know, if we ever want to know what it was like for the Negro League, you know, Black people ran like Usain Bolt to try to go and join the white stuff. And, you know, you have people say, oh, that was so bad. Integration hurt us and destroyed our businesses and our bus lines and our hotels, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh, yeah, that was bad. And then the next thing they do is they'll talk about it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and whatever. So for me, I don't socialize on any of the white social media sites, and neither does anyone else have to. We now have abibitumi.com. You can go in there. You can join the social stream. You can join the groups, you can join the forum and interact with, you know, over 2 million users who have been using Abibi Tumi Casa, and, you know, every day it's thousands and thousands of folks who are logging in. And, you know, we're looking to get that with the new site as well. You know, we're transferring all the accounts from the old site, and we're really starting to pick up steam. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And, you know, if I could say, I've obviously been a member of Abibi Tumi Casa for years, but I think I've been the most active of any year this year. And it's just been, you know, phenomenal. The brothers and sisters I've connected with from all over the world. I think the most interesting thing is I think a lot of people think that because Dr. Kamban is in Ghana that, you know, it's mainly people on the continent. But it's literally, it's a global social network, social education network. And there have been two brothers in particular who, you know, we were conversing, and they happen to live in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area, which is where I live. And so it was like, oh, wow. And then, you know, so on there, I'm really big into, like, food and cooking and things, and I've connected with other people who are into, you know, diet and health, and then, you know, the activity stream. I'm so busy that it's hard for me to keep up with what's going on in the world sometimes, and being able to, you know, look through a stream that's not about, you know, all the gossip, fake news, but just like updates on what's going on in Sierra Leone, and then what's going on in Kenya, and what's going on in Detroit, and what's going on in Haiti, like, and literally what is going on everywhere where Black people are. Have been amazing. And then I know we had a health and fitness challenge on there, and we had like 20,000 views, and, you know, people from all over the world were, you know, I had posted it, and I didn't think it was going to get that much traction, but I was like, you know, we can't keep talking about fighting for liberation when most of us can barely, you know, we can't take care of ourselves, and we can't, you know, we can't run. And so, you know, it's really just a really whole place to connect with Africans who are like-minded, who really want to help each other and build. Because, you know, the other thing that has happened that I think is kind of a weird phenomenon, and I know we're going to talk to Baba James Small about this a little bit, and is that there are so many people who have fallen prey, I think, to what white digitalization has done, in that they only interact with people through a computer screen in a very one-dimensional way. And so I'm reading books, I'm watching videos, I'm on these white social networks, but I'm not connecting with anybody in real life. So I get this semblance of doing something without actually doing it. And what Abibi Tumi Casa is doing is actually allowing Black people who are really interested in connecting with other Black people globally to have that online, but then also have it offline, so that we are actually doing nation building, and we're not just creating, you know, individual hermits out there who have knowledge but don't have a way to apply it because there's no real community. This is a real community.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's why I selected her specifically to be my big sis.
Dr. Kamban, before we...
And we're glad that y'all are carrying on the tradition of royalty and being able to be the symbol for a global nation in relationship to how we provide the kind of leadership. At least I am. I'm a fan, y'all. Y'all got a group.
Dr. Kamba, before we let you go.
You know, our parents were on the case for the race, so we are holding up that high standard and trying to carry things forward. You know, this is what we're talking about. There's so many people I grew up around, the children of all these conscious people, and most of them ended up crazier than the craziest person because they got to try harder to be crazy than the one who was born, you know, wherever in the project, smoking crack. So, you know, one thing, and a matter of fact, a friend of mine was asking me, you know, what made you take this path of being African? And I said, I saw my parents and I thought they were serious. It's not that they, you know, are magical or perfect or whatever, but I saw them move out of Brooklyn to build their own log cabin, dig their own well, grow their own food. So, you know, there's this expression, more is caught than is taught. So just to see your parents who are, you know, doing everything they can to live what they say they're about, that rubs off on you and, you know, it makes you think, all right, this is serious. Now, if you don't have somebody like that, then you say, oh, this whole African thing is about being a hypocrite because on Kwanzaa we'll wear a dashiki and then every other day we're going to wear a suit and tie. On the weekends we're going to be Lumumba Shabaka, but every other day we're going to be, you know, Harry McGillicuddy. So, you know, just seeing, you know, the parents who are serious about it, that's what each one of us has to do. We have to, you know, strive to be about what we say that we're about, and that's what our Bibi Tumi is about. That's what our Bibi Tumi Casa is about, and we look forward to having you all join us 12 noon tomorrow and interact with African, and that's Eastern time, 5 Ghana time, and, you know, interact with your family. We have folks coming from all over. Mwalima Burudi said he's going to try to come online. You know, so many of our scholars and activists, people who've been teaching on our Bibi Tumi Casa throughout the years, it's going to be the global African family reunion, and I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great.
Dr. Kama, before I let you go, and so you can turn in this evening, listen, you were educated here, and you're in the university there. Talk about the similarities and the differences between the students there and here, and not only the similarities and the differences, but the how they see Europeans as far as how they've been interacting with our people. Do you know? I know they don't have the experience of Europeans directly in their lives on the continent. The unseen hand is there, though. I mean, we all know this as adults. But just talk about their experiences, their mindset of our young people there and here.
Okay, well, there are a couple of points that you raised. One that I want to start off on is that there's a good book called Too Much Schooling, Too Little Education. And, you know, I was actually educated, and I'm educated every single place that I go, but that's different from schooling. What's in common is that there's miseducation, diseducation, and anti-education in all these places that we call schools on both sides of the water.
Okay.
That's one. But when you have, again, a family, people who are actually educating you, that's where you get your education. This is, and there's one thing my father used to always say growing up. He said, never let school get in the way of your education. So that's something that you have to get for yourself. As Carter G. Woodson said, you know, the one that you get for yourself is so much more valuable than the one that's given to you. So that's one. But then, you know, looking at the similarities, here there are many Eurasians, a lot of Lebanese, Chinese, white folks, their embassies. They got Alliance Francaise for French. They got Goethe Institute for the Germans, you know, and those are like the cultural centers in Accra. There are plenty, and what, you know, just to make it clear, I say Eurasians because to talk about a European is a figment of imagination. If any of us look at the map, and you can go online and look at a map right now, Europe and Asia is just one landmass. So to act like, you know, Europe is any different than, you know, these Arabs in southwestern Eurasia or Indo-Aryans or Chinese or anyone else, you know, it's kind of playing into this imaginary thing like Europe is a different thing. But, you know, I digress that all of those types of Eurasians are here. Our enemies of the last 5,000 years are right here in Africa. So they do get, you know, that experience. But the main way that they interact with them from the beginning is through this image of a white Jesus or a white Muhammad or a white whatever, white Santa Claus. So, you know, that becomes their main thing. So then when they actually see a Eurasian, it's like, oh, you're the same thing that I've been praying to all these years. Then they run after them like, oh, wow, can I get your autograph, this type of deal. So, you know, that's something that's quite different because, you know, here they're trying to run towards them. You know, in the States, we're trying to run away from them and getting shot in our back as we do so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, there are similarities, there are differences. But teaching here, you know, it really lets you know that this is why we also have an African-centered school. This is why we have a Bibi Tumi. Because if you depend on these institutions that were set up by our Eurasian enemies, then you will be in very poor shape. And the students here, you ask them about basic stuff you're supposed to know from 4 or 5 years old. Imhotep, they say, what is that? Ptahotep, they say, did you sneeze? In Zynga, they say, oh, you need a cough lozenge. They don't even know what you're talking about. You understand? However, if you tell them, you know, Julius Caesar, Napoleon, you know, Magna Carta, they can tell you about all that stuff. So what we've done is that we've created an out, you know, basically an outlet, a way that people can get information that they should have gotten otherwise through, you know, places like abibitumi.com. And this is why we've invited, you know, students from the university, faculty, people from the community to the launch tomorrow, because, you know, we already know what ignorance gets us. We say we don't like corrupt leaders. Well, we have a factory for creating corrupt leaders, which is called the miseducation system. If all you tell them is that your people never did anything but swinging from trees before these white Eurasians came, then this is the end result of that. So it's like a science experiment. If we want to see a different outcome, then we have to give a different input. So, you know, again, we want to see more of you at abibitumi.com. If you have any issues logging in, just, you know, come to the site, click login, reset your password. And again, this is for all existing members, that you can't use your old password. You can use your old username, but you have to have a new password. And, you know, this is another thing that we do to make sure that the site stays 100% African, which equals black.
Well, sir, listen, we're going to let you go, turn in for this evening, but we'll reach out to you in the future because we want to have you back on to discuss a lot of different issues. It's a lot of things building. The guest that we were scheduled to have, and he might join us later on in the conversation, Brother Diallo Sumry, is involved with the Drinka group down there in the D.C. area, which signed an agreement with the Ghanaian Tourism Association to bring businesses, business development, and African-American tourism to the continent. So we're going to have you back on in the future.
And hopefully they can get some African anti-Americans coming to the continent, too. There are too many of them kind of Americans coming. We need some African anti-Americans coming here because we need some reinforcements on the ground here.
Okay. Well, I think he's listening out there.
And I definitely like to get your feedback on the president of Ghana and things like that as far as the development, because in watching your seminars and watching you do your presentations on in the Canadian radio, I like to see how you know, for us to, our audience to be informed about how you see that effect. So I definitely like to, I don't know how we're going to deal with time frame differences because everybody need their rest. So we don't want to hold you up now, but definitely like to have that dialogue with you since you're there on the ground.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, just last month, I was at a program where the president spoke, and, you know, he was touching on issues of language and development and these types of things. So, yeah, definitely I would love to do that. Yeah, the time difference is something major. We talk about African-centered, so we got to switch your time to be more African-centered because, you know, right now, as I said, it's time for resting. Time for a sleepening, and then later on we'll get back to time for awakening. But we can make the time.
All right.
This is what we're here for. This is what we're on the planet for. So, but we'll make it do what it do.
We'll reach out to you soon, and thanks for being with us.
Absolutely appreciate it.
We're gonna take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll add Sister Nataki Brother Talib, I'm sorry, to the conversation. And you can join us, too, at 215-490-9832. That's 215-490-9832. We'll take a brief break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
Overworked? Suffering with an underperforming company, headache customer, staff, or vendors? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? We turned a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one transformation created for entrepreneurs like you in various industries around the country. Not what you're used to from accounting and business consulting? Well, welcome to New Business Solutions. If you're ready to go beyond advising, coaching, and training and get implemented results, call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions apply the best comprehensive administrative, accounting, operations, human resources, management, sales, and marketing to help you actualize your vision for yourself and your company. From anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072. Spelled new as in numerous on your device right now. Book your free consultation at newbusinesssolutions.com.
From antiquity to the present, our people need to develop a new paradigm. It's time for an awakening with your hosts, Brother Elliot, Sundays 7 p.m., Fridays at 8 p.m. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit us up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
In 1492, you came up on these shores, 700 years educated by the Moors. 17th century, genocide in the gun. Middle Passage blessed to market the Africans in the so-called land of God. My kind were treated hard. From back then until now, I see, and you agree, we have been a misrepresented people. From back then until now, just see my family tree, we have been a misrepresented people. We have been a misrepresented people. Soldiers who fought and won what's known as nigger boys. 20th century, with freedom in my hand, we invent
But while I pray to God, my mom's and pop's died for. Well, back then until now, you see our history. We have been a misrepresented people. From back then until now, just see my family tree. We have been a misrepresented people. Yes, we have been a misrepresented people.
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. I want to thank our first guest that spent a little time with us before he had to turn in, Dr. Obadeli Kambine, abumitumikasa.com. Make sure you go and register. Brother Richard, get your password together.
I'm telling you, I'm working on it now. Trying to get it, because I definitely want to be involved in the opening, you know, the whole thing of being able to watch and interact with so many Africans. It's the spiritualness is in us being able to come together and providing a platform where, you know, it's African to the core is just more than just inspirational. It's a part of a vision, showing how we can go from vision to strategic operation and intergenerational when you talk about from parents to children. And I know, Sister Nataki, that you don't consider yourself a child no more, but don't ask your parents that.
I do still consider myself a child. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, listen,
I don't know what all these other so-called adults are doing, but...
I hear that.
Yeah. Now, Sister Nataki, yeah. Brother Talib, let's go to you guys' announcement. Let's buy black365.com. We'll be launching the program on Time for Awakening. Mm-hmm. It's scheduled for this week.
Tomorrow.
We might have to work out a few kinks, but that's what I'm here for. We'll get it together. It's slated for tomorrow at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on Monday nights, Time for Awakening timeforawakening.com, Time for Awakening Media, I'm sorry, Let's Buy Black365.com radio program. Give our listening audience a little flavor of what they're going to hear and what they can partake in. You know, I've seen some of the early snippets that come out, and I'm excited about the cooking segments because I want to incorporate.
Don't be giving it away.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead. I'll let you guys got to bring this out. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting show. Nataki, you want to go ahead and talk?
No, I'm waiting for you, Talib. I'm listening.
That's definitely exciting times. This show is something that is much needed in media right now because of just. When you turn on the TV or any type of media, it's such a negative connotation as it pertains to African people. and to have a show like we're about to introduce a launch that is like jam-packed with entertainment, news, sports, things that will give you like tips to improve your day-to-day life, you know, and all, it'll be fun. So it's not like we're talking at people, but, you know, it's a family type of thing.
Sister Taggy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Did we lose Talib?
No. Talib?
No,
no, he's still here. He just got to open the door for you to continue.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the same reason. I think we've got, you know, kind of a, there's, you know, talking about the different generations, I think one of the things that we've seen over the last couple of years is that, you know, younger generations are really wanting more action. And we're tired of talking about things that are not going to be actualized and realized and implemented and done. And so I think this show is all about showing those who are actually doing and giving people a way to get involved, giving people a way to find things about improving your everyday life. You know, it's a lifestyle show, so, you know, you can get all different kinds of great, you know, health and fitness and business and cultural and just all different kinds of resources. And it's the kinds of things that, you know, we're always clamoring for when we're talking about how do we connect with more Black people, how do we find more Black resources, how do we actually do some of the nation building that needs to happen. And this show is, you know, is a step for positive Black media to do just all those things.
Exactly.
It sounds like it's taking, and I apologize in advance if I'm miscarrying, but taking the broadcast network program and bringing it into the digital format, but making sure that we don't have to deal with the question, and I do it anytime I see, we don't have to deal with the question, I don't see no Black people. I don't see no Black subject matters. I'm always counting the number of Black people in it. The variety that you're sound like that you're bringing to your program is, and here is some place where you can come and get everything as far as, what's that, health, social relationships, being able to do the networking. Is that the kind of approach that you're using with this, with your program?
I think we've said stylistically that it's comparable to like a Good Morning America in that it's different segments all in one show. So, you know, you won't get all 20 of those different topics in one episode. But, you know, you might get something related to business in one episode, career development in another episode, fashion. You might get some variation of those things in different segments on one show. But it's definitely always fresh. You know, we've got some celebrity guest interviews. We've got some, you know, people who are doing
community
amazing
leaders.
Things in terms of Black fashion. What did you say?
No, I said community leaders.
Yeah, community leaders. World leaders, it's going to be a really incredible first season, and definitely want to invite listeners to of course tune in through timeforanawakening.com as well as Black Talk Radio. I know I've seen you post both of those. And of course, on Let's Buy Black 365, you can also get plugged in. And, you know, the show is called Connect because the Let's Buy Black 365 network has a small social network called Connect. And really everything that we're talking about doing amongst our people is about connecting. And so that's just the best adjective we can use, or best verb we can use, excuse me, to describe exactly what the show, or adjective to describe what it's doing, and verb to describe what we need to do.
Exactly. And if I may add, the fact that it's a family show, so it's one which you can watch with your entire family, you know, from the grandparents to the parents to the children to the grandchildren. Like, we're not leaving anybody out in this on this show. And I think that's one thing that's important as it pertains to African people, is getting back to the root, you know, that true practicing, that true African-centered village mentality. And you'll see all of that with this show.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And, you know, I was thinking the last real family show that's really been out there that people really think about is like The Cosby Show, or, you know, some of those sitcoms, where, you know, different generations could watch and really appreciate it and feel proud about everybody that they were seeing on the screen in front of them. There really hasn't been that type of a show. And because it's interactive, even you can see it, but through Time for an Awakening, you can also listen to it and get just as much out of it as if you were watching. And so, you know, the listeners will get something out of it. The viewers will definitely get something out of it. And you know, we've got, you know, young people on who are doing interviews. We also have an elders speak section where, you know, sometimes we're like, where are all the elders who can help guide us? And so, you know, those elders exist. They're doing amazing things. And they've joined in on the show as you know, featured hosts of different segments. So it's really exciting. I want to give the number for listeners. Definitely, I'm sure everybody who listens to your show knows to have a pen and paper handy, because they're always going to get Jules. But if you're interested in getting more information about the show, there's a phone number. You cannot call it. You can text it. It's a text to join. You can text your name and email address to this phone number, and you'll get a response back, or an auto response back. The number is 505-652-2365. Again, that's 505-652-2365. You can text your name, email address. You can also throw connect show in there, and you'll get a response back about the show. And you know, we're also looking forward. We've got some really amazing partners and advertisers and underwriters who are making fantastic things available for listeners. And we've got some you know, contests and games and all. It's just, you know, but it's all around really moving us forward as a people. So, you know, it's not about, you know, the marching and all these kinds of things. It's how do we advance ourselves on an individual level and on a collective level through all of this shared information and shared knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You know, from what I hear you and Brother Tyler saying, it's a lifestyle program that's African-centered. So that's an experience in itself.
Absolutely.
That a lot of our people don't really have exposure to. We don't have exposure to a program like that that's totally African-centered. So I'm kind of glad, I'm more than glad to have Let's Buy Rec 365 and the Connect Show to be part of the Time for Awakening family. Your show will be a first for Time for an Awakening Media, because you'll be streaming live also on Time for Awakening Media on YouTube. So the people can see the live show and also hear the audio of the broadcast on timeforawakening.com. So that'll be a Not a challenge, but that'll be interesting how that works out, because it's another program debuting in February that'll be doing the same thing. And I assume that, I guess when people see that, they might want to be involved and start doing, I might have to start doing it, break down and start doing it myself and get Brother
Richard. Uh-oh, you lost me.
Get
lost
Brother
me.
Richard. Get Brother Richard's face out there.
And we definitely want to invite the listeners who are out there. We just had a training course for hosts. So for those who actually do want to get in front of a camera who are not camera shy, you know, one of the things that we said is that, you know, this movement has been, you know, it hasn't been as visual. And a lot of the faces that we associate with, you know, with this movement are some of the older faces from, you know, people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and, you know, not knocking that in. What'd you say?
Leave us alone.
Yeah, not knocking that in any way, shape, or form, but.
I agree.
Right. Oh, trust me. Like I said, we've got, you know, the elders are definitely representing on the show. But, you know, we also want those who are maybe less seasoned who want to get involved to you know, come in and learn some of the very different techniques about how we're communicating and how we're helping these messages really resonate. And so you can email letsbuyblack365@gmail.com and let someone know if you're interested in being a host on the show. And if you have a small business that you want others to know about, there are definitely ways that you can plug into the show. It's, I mean, because it's a national and in some ways international presence, it's more geared towards businesses that have services that, you know, can be taken advantage of, nationally, but it's also an opportunity for people around the country to see some small businesses that are local only who are doing amazing things and how they're able to do amazing things just in their local community. So whether they're national or local, there are ways that they can really get some exposure and get some traffic to their business by connecting to the Connect Show.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Brother Talib, a question for you, because I know in your professional life you're an attorney. You're involved with the Black Lawyers for Justice down there in the Washington, D.C. area. Will there be a segment on the show dealing with some of the issues and how it affects our people from a legal perspective, whether it's some of the police violence against the community, whether it's laws targeted to disenfranchise our people? Would there be legal opinions, things like that, or a segment on the show? Just curious.
Oh, yes, of course. We definitely, because that is a pressing need, and so many of our people are unfamiliar with the laws, you know, as it exists here in Babylon, that in order, it's like chess. You got to understand the rules of the game in order to best beat your opponent. And we would definitely be touching on those type of issues, police brutality, issues dealing with water crises and access to certain health care, stuff like the tax bills, everything and most things that are prevalent within the society now and that plagues African people, will touch on. And we have a list of attorneys of whom from different backgrounds regarding their areas of law. That will be dropping some knowledge and some science on those respective fields. Because we are barred in particular jurisdictions, you know, of course, we got to be mindful of that, but we will give our expertise in the areas in which we are familiar with the best way we know how, because it's all about empowering our people.
Okay.
So definitely.
All right. Before I pass it back over to Brother Richard, let's grab a call. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Denver? Let me see here.
Hey, how y'all doing, brother?
Hey, how are you, sir?
How you doing now?
This is Ramon calling from Colorado Springs.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I just got in the show probably about 15, 20 minutes ago. So, Sister Nataki, I'm sorry I ain't got a pad and pen. That's enough.
Make a note. You are forgiven, brother.
But I'm trying to catch up, so forgive me, okay? You guys,
did you want me to repeat any of that information?
You know what? I'm going to replay the podcast. I'm that type anyway. I'm going to miss some stuff regardless. I just, for sake of not holding up the show, am I correct that you're a business lawyer?
No, I'm a criminal defense and civil rights and personal injury attorney.
Okay, I was speaking to Sister Nataki, but the gentleman that just spoke, what's your name, sir? I didn't catch it.
Talib Saber.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am not a business attorney. I am a business consultant. So I launch small businesses and help businesses grow into profitability and help them get to a multi-million dollar profitability and all of those different kinds of things. So that's what I do professionally.
Okay, well, I'm a remodeling contractor. I got a business, and I would definitely be seeking some of your advice and consultation in the future here. Particularly, we have some ideas of growing our business, picking up inventory. Right now, we're just service-based.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we would definitely be looking for. Yeah, we'd be looking for some of your expertise here in the future. I want to cut this short and try to get to some of my points. For everyone on here that's speaking, I know everybody here is trying to find an answer for our problem as a collective whole. I would just want to ask all these think tankers here, are we overlooking something here when we talk about how to bring this community together? And what I mean by that, I'm going to lay out a couple of things and I'll sit back and listen. One thing I realize we're not promoting in our community right now is science. This is something that's not being pushed forward. I know on here, Brother Elliot is like myself. I have a issue with religion per se when it comes to us and how we perceive the world. And I believe because as a people, we've been so far removed from the concept of science that we can't see reality. And what gets me is that we could use cell phones and all this technology that we're using right now to talk with each other. And if you were to apply or to interject this stuff into a conversation, you get so much pushback. And within this stuff, I think it helps us to get a better understanding of what life really is versus what we're dreaming and wanting it to be. We talk a lot about politics. I ponder this, and I wonder if we're in politics.
Ramon, I think
yes, sir.
Oh, you broke up slightly. Say that again.
Okay, if we get
I think we're losing you. He must have bad connection. Ramon?
Yeah.
Brother Elliot?
Yeah, I think I don't know whether you stepped away, but we keep losing your voice. Go ahead.
Hold on. Is this better?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We talk about politics a lot, particularly on these shows. And something I'm starting to have to, I'm going to have to concede that even if we get power of politics, what do we have to protect it? Mm. If we get power of media, what do we have to protect?
Well, I would say I think there are some mechanisms, but I think some of, even though the two things that were talked about tonight are digital platforms, I think some of those conversations about the protections and the mechanisms for protection are actually best not discussed in open forums like this, because what we know about our enemies historically is that while things are being built or while certain things that are there are destroyed, when we feel the need to communicate it out for people who may or may not necessarily need to know. And so there are some things that exist. There are some things out there. I think there, I know of people who are doing things, and I have appreciated that the ones who are moving in certain areas are not broadcasting it because I don't think that's in our best interest right now. And so one of the reasons why we have the show Connect is because there are a number of resources out there, and a lot of individuals feel, well, you know, there's nothing out there, there's nothing going on, and, you know, we have this feeling of either individual isolation or feeling that there's something missing. And part of the reason for the Connect show by Less by Black 365 is to show that it's, you know, there, I mean, yes, there are some things that we need in the Black community, but things are happening every day on local levels, on regional levels, on national levels, and on international levels. And we need more people aware of the kinds of things that they can plug into so that there's not the feeling that you just described that maybe nothing exists.
Well, Sister Natalia, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that nothing exists. I actually feel that it does. I think what it is I'm trying to say that I think our direction, and I think you actually understand exactly what I'm saying without having to be so overt about it, is that we need to be herded in a different direction right now. We still have chaotic ambitions. We still want to be rap stars. We're still looking for the pimp my rides type of person. You know, this stuff is still really highly saturated in the mind of very, you know, very, a good portion of our community. I wish I could say something different. When our children don't know of the possibilities of, you know, things like what science produces and what they can use it for, it strips them of the dream. It strips them of questions that they otherwise don't ask right now. And I believe this is what's going on with us. We're still driving towards a dead situation. Unless we have a way to protect these things, such as, you know, even my business, I'm not protected. Somebody hear me on this phone right now, recognize my voice, they could boycott me. But that's a chance I take willingly. And I understand that there is a sacrifice that we haven't been willing to agree to say, if it means I'm not going to see tomorrow, then so be it. That spirit is not within us. The posture is not there. We could create a lot of things, which we're still doing right now. And each time we create them and bring them forth to the public, they're quickly snatched from us. Or in this case, being someone understanding that we all are operating right now on lines that someone could clip and we would all be just shut down until someone decides to apply another method. And that's what I'm saying. We're not being, it's not being thrown out there. Have you thought about physics today? You know, we're still talking about let's go get a seat in the house where there's no one there to protect us. The security that they're there, that they place there, still is not our security. So for me, I think we are having the hardest time grasping that what the world has been presented to us is, it may not truly even be that. We may have to accept on relearning everything.
You know, right. Brother Ron, let me say something in reference to what you're saying. I think that the protections of what we need moving forward is among the people, the expertise for what we're doing is in the minds of the people. And the more we come together with working relationships among the people that are willing, I'm not foolish enough to believe that every black person is going to start looking at things from an African-centered perspective. But if we get enough working relationships among people that can move our people forward, then the protections are there, the expertise are there. Situations will demand that certain things come forward, and they will. You mentioned some points there when you talked about science, religion, and politics, the issues that we talk about all the time on Time for Awakening. But we talk about it from a African-centered perspective because our people have been religious since they've been here. Our people had a spirituality about them before they came here that had nothing to do with the religion as we know it now. The ancestors will put protections on our people. And I'll use an example of Harriet Tubman. When she escaped, listen, her own husband didn't even want to leave with her. When she escaped, she jeopardized her life leaving from the Virginia area, or I think southern Maryland, deep southern Maryland, to up north where she escaped to. Now, if you're driving in the car, that's 4 or 5 hour drive. But she was running, walking, well, most of the time running. So that was we're getting a little interference, but we'll deal with it. That was a mission in itself. But once she started going back and forth down there to rescue people, her life was on the line. It wasn't like she was going down there unabated. You had patty rollers that was out. They had a bounty on her head. You had other black folks that was ready to turn her in. But she made voyages. She made trips down there and rescued a lot of people and brought them up here. So it was something protecting her. You can't put your finger on it, but I know it was the ancestors protecting her. The knowledge base is there. Mos Def, they had a program on HBO. He portrayed the doctor that was at John Hopkins early on. I forgot his name. I think it was named Virgil. That invented the blue baby procedure. Now, he never went to a medical school. They had him working in a dog kennel. But the expertise and the mindset was in him all the time. The expertise and the mindset, especially the expertise of what we need, is among our people. We don't have to be fearful of what'll happen if they pull a plug, what'll happen if they come against us. We'll know what to do when those things happen. We don't have to scratch our head. But if we still do need a need for think tanks in all these cities to discuss these issues, to have planning, to have a plan B, plan C, and a plan D. So, no, it's not like we don't have all the answers, but the answers are among our people.
Brother Ramon, I think that would Sister Nataki and Connect program, even that, because what we're looking at is another generation, right? Putting together another infrastructure and just using that in the sense of things that are happening. And when I hear you speak or I take your thought, what I hear is, yes, there is. And unless if you put it in a numerical thing, out of 10, there may be seven people who are chasing something that isn't, and the three who are developing something that needs to be protected. And out of the three, maybe one is doing something that you can't speak about, know about, but is having a consistent intergenerational infrastructure to keep the project alive, the project that we're working on to provide the success. And what I heard of Brother on Brother Osi's program said that, like, really struck to me to present now to hopefully to what you're saying, in the sense of that he says that if you place an acorn down under the ground, eventually, and place concrete over, eventually that acorn will push through. Now, you don't see what it's doing. We also say about weeds. The thinness of a weed or a blade of grass will actually crack through
concrete. We don't see that, and it doesn't look like it has the strength, but it has something within its properties that makes it be able to grow, and that's what we're saying about, and I call it a project, the project of African people, and that's what I see with Sister Nataki and Brother Talib's program, Connect, and that's what I hope that the listening audience and yourself see, so that we won't feel a despair. Because that's what I kind of hear, you know, I could be wrong, that there's not enough being done. Well, things are being done, have been done, and will be done. And the question about how much protection will depend on how much strength. And that principle goes back to the principle, even in Commit, they said, you know, the whole thing of Kepra, you know, that life is being developed in the dung, the waste matter. But new life is being developed out of that. You don't see it until it comes out. No, it's going on, but you don't see it from the outside until it comes out. So I'm only wanting to, you know, bring to the point of what you present about science protection, particularly that we are utilizing, because, you know, what they're putting together is a new platform in a new platform that we are utilize. We have to utilize. That is science. And asking those of us who are interested in the ability to be able to be communicators, that to communicate in a manner that will resonate to an audience, that is science. And that's the science of the technology of interpersonal relationship. Because we may not see it or perceive it like that, doesn't mean that it's not right in front of us all the time. And those who don't want to see it, it'll be right there. I don't know how many times I was looking for something that was right there and I didn't know it was right there. But for those who want to see it, you know, or believe it's there, have faith that it's there, the principle that goes to the next day of Kwanzaa, they'll see it or they'll recognize that it's there even if they can't see it. That's what stimulated out of the question that you raised, the thought that you raised.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. You know, this is really about... I think it's great that we're on time for an awakening, because I think it's about awakening... persons who have really wanted to see change but have been almost dormant because there's not been a way for them to see it in this way. And I'm really excited just because even though there are a lot of these things that I've known about, even in the process of creating the show, we've come across people who are doing things beyond our wildest dreams. And I think what this show has the possibility of for so many people is actually seeing within the Black community things that you thought either weren't happening or weren't even possible. And so, you know, this is just a really, really exciting time. And I think, you know, it'll probably take some getting used to. I know sometimes we're so used to not seeing what we need in the community that we kind of revert back to, well, what we haven't done. But this show is actually really more forward-looking about what we are doing, what we can do, what we will do, and catalyzing the people who are ready to be catalyzed, who either are doing those kinds of things or who want to be doers, to really connect with others of like mind and be the doers. And so we're going to, you know, we're shifting from all the things that Black people haven't done, and we're really focusing on all the things that we are doing and that we are creating in the present, and that we can also feed into. Wearing my business consulting hat, I'll say, you know, one of the concepts that I often talk about within the Black community is that too often people talk about creating new things and not realizing that the best way to do nation building and institution building is to invest in what exists and grow it so that we can have more institutions and legacy entities, so that everything is not always, you know, year after year, new creation, new creation, new creation. We need to also be able to sustain. And so I think the potential from this show is, I mean, it in and of itself is a you know, a media platform and a way to connect. So it is not the sustaining mechanism, but it is the ability to see what's possible. And I think so many of our people haven't even been able to see the possibilities. So that's why, you know, I think it's why people are so excited about this coming out.
Brother Ramon, thank you for your call, man.
One of the beauties about, the show is the fact that during our preparation of this, we've been in community. I mean, that's our background and where we come out of, and the show is a replication of that. But being in community, you get to see the temperament of community. And sometimes it's not, and most times, honestly, because we don't, when we're talking about the mainstream media or the white media, we don't control that. So being in community and amongst community with this program, this show, being in the community, we have a chance to see exactly how the community is and assess it. And you find that a lot of young people nowadays with this paradigm know that something is wrong and know that there is change to be done, but don't know exactly how to do it. And with this show, we are able to fuse the two of having that grassroots background, organizing background with the professional world, in that we're introducing certain aspects and certain things that certain resources that our people may not have into community. So it's not as dire as mainstream media makes it to be, because we are amongst the youth a lot. And we find that you have those that are engineers or have aspiring to be engineers. As a matter of fact, my nephew is. You have those that are aspiring to be in the technology, that's studying math and most of the STEM areas and where this world is going as far as that is concerned. So what we're doing with this show is just highlighting that. So you're going to see engineers on the show. You're going to see architects, all these people in these different professions, you know, who are from us, and create institutions for us. So that's one thing that you can look forward to about the show, and that we will be able to, as Nataki said earlier, because there's a void as far as that family-oriented type of show that's African-centered, we're able to plug in with these resources.
Ramon, thank you for your contribution, man.
Yeah, and if to piggyback on what Talib just said, I think it's also going to be really exciting for people to be in a different space because, you know, sometimes, you know, we go to community lectures or, you know, community events, and even when we're talking about moving forward, we get so mired down with the problem and that we don't even gravitate to solutions even when they're there. And so it's a little bit of an opportunity for people who actually want to be in a space where it's almost like we can breathe from, you know, everything this society puts on us, where we feel like we can't move. I'm envisioning that whole, you know, elephant with the chain around its ankle, where, you know, they say even when you take the chain away, the elephant stays there because it's been so used to being chained that it can't even conceive of moving away from that spot. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, it's kind of a big hope, but I'm hoping that this show is actually not only a way that the chain can be removed, but also a way to show people you can move away. You know, you can move beyond the limits of what you thought was possible. And there are people who have moved beyond the limits of what we thought was possible. And here's how you can meet them, know who they are, connect with them, build with them online, offline, and we can really, you know, do amazing things in the Black community in the United States and on a global scale.
You know, to kind of dovetail on what the caller was mentioning and with Brother Richard, Tyler, and yourself mentioned, Sister Nataki, you know, what Dr. Kanban has done with Bumi Tumikasa is something that, because he mentioned about Zuckerberg, I mean, he doesn't have a monopoly on using social media to create sites where messages can get across. A lot of our people just use that network. But, I mean, Dr. Kanban has created Bumi Tumikasa with over 2 million subscribers. So the technology and how to put this technology together is out there among our people. I mean, I know three sites that African Americans have started, which is Bumi Tumikasa, Let's Buy Black365.com, networks, I'm sorry, not sites, networks, and BTR Community, which Scotty Reeves has started. All three black networks. They don't have the subscribers that Bumi Tumikasa has, but I mean, we have the technology to do these things ourselves. You know, I'm not worried about the, because if he pull the plug on anything, he's going to pull it on himself also. Now he can pull the plug. An example, the Roland Martin program, they're pulling the plug on it. Roland Martin was on CNN, the white controlled network. They pulled the plug on it. He went to Kathy Hughes, which, you know, at the time he felt was black owned. Since then, TV One is not really black owned anymore. So now they're pulling the plug on him because they budget cuts. Now, I don't know how you, you know, I don't, we just discussed it on the program. You know that our community is they don't have the proper information. They need news and information sites, news and information programs. But you feel as though budget cuts, you need to pull the only black-owned news and information program that's on the television. But you'll keep other programs like Fix My Life and whatever else they got running on TV One. But you'll pull a news program.
Well, if I could speak to that point.
Go ahead.
You know, I think that, you know, there are a couple things that I think are points of confusion about how television and some of the mainstream stations work. Mm-hmm. And they are 100%, you know, a point that my father made when I was little that's always really stuck with me is that these shows are not TV shows and radio shows that are interrupted by commercials. They are commercials that are interrupted by programming. And what drives every decision for these companies that have shareholders and stakeholders and everything is who is bringing the biggest advertising dollars, how much are they spending, and what do they want? So when you think in that context, you're not going to have, I'm sorry, I'm joking. You're not going to have people on, you know, talking junk about how fast food restaurants are killing people in the black community with the poison that they're feeding, because the fast food restaurants are usually the number one advertisers. So since these stations are really advertising vehicles, that needs to really drive how we even think about them or give more context, because there's this assumption that they're somehow, because they're black owned or because they've chosen to target black audiences, that they somehow have our best interest at heart, but that can't be further from the truth. Their client, you know, if the customer is always right and you have people bringing multi-million dollar advertising budgets to them, then that's who they're serving. They just are making sure that they bring the eyes to the advertisements through the programming. So, you know, that's one point. The second point I want to make is as far as the Connect show goes, is that I'm really excited that this show does not have advertisers. It has underwriters, and those are companies that may want to communicate with audiences like advertisers. The difference is there's a little bit, there's a criteria for how someone can become an underwriter. And, you know, similar to public radio or public television, there's a criteria and there are also restrictions and limitations. And so, you know, we're not taking everybody's advertising dollars. And one of the classic examples I can give for that is I spoke on a panel at the Congressional Black Caucus last year with someone who was from one of the top two soda manufacturers in the country. And I won't say which one because we don't need to name drop either one of those companies. That is, both of them are doing atrocious damage to the black community from a health, environmental, all different kinds of standpoints. But, you know, one of the sisters on the panel was like, well, what, or the sister from this beverage or poison company said, well, you know, what if we could get you, you know, several hundred thousand dollars of advertising to help with the efforts for this black economic empowerment movement, Let's Buy Black 365. And my response was, you know, I mean, we, because we're mainly made up of younger people, we have an elder advisor council that we bounce things off of. One of the leader of that is actually my mother, who's a past president of the National Association of Black Psychologists, Dr. Malia Kamban. She's a practicing psychologist and counselor. She was there at the event, and, you know, we talked really briefly, but, you know, it was almost like we didn't even need to have a group conversation, because once you start taking money from entities like that, then you will do exactly what all these other stations do, which is really sell out. And it's not even, you know, to some extent, it's not even selling out, because to sell out, you would have had to have certain principles to begin with. But these entities are formed with the desire to sell as much advertising to the highest paying customer as possible. And so I'm really excited, again, that Connect doesn't have advertisers. We won't take advertising dollars from everyone. And even within the black community, we're not even so much interested in highlighting every black person that has a business or an organization. We want to highlight those, and we have highlighted and we are highlighting those who really exemplify black excellence and commitment to community, those who are really creating jobs and resources, and those who are doing, because that's what this movement is really all about.
And Brother Elliot and Sister Nataki and Brother Talib, one thing I hear you say, Sister Nataki, that is so inspirational, especially in this moment, you know, where in this moment of Kwanzaa where we talk about principles or whatever, because here you're saying you have to have, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have to have a principle that relates to development. And you have to, and it goes back to what Brother Ramon was asking, because when you have a principle that relates to your development, then then the question of, do you give up or not in relationship to what enticements come your way? You have something to make that choice based off of. So, you know, and it's so important to reemphasize how valuable those two elements you speak to. And that's why I'm one who reemphasizes things, the principle, and then having that intergenerational relationship, which again, you know, because I consider that technology, that intergenerational relationship to help you. Sometimes even being principled, it's hard to stick to it. But when you have others who are able to help you at least confirm that this is a principle that you have, it helps in being able to make what you're trying to develop grow, or giving the encouragement and the insistence. It may not be tangible, but at least it's something that helps you on that journey of development, helps us on that journey of development. And I think it's just something important in this time to recognize that that's what you spoke to, that even because these enticements are there, that prevents us, those individuals, you know, they started out as good people. But when you start $100,000, $300,000, $1 million, now some, all they got to do is give them a car. You know, a T-shirt.
It's funny you said that. I actually met somebody like that at the Congressional Black Caucus this year.
Stop.
She said she was talking about this multi-level marketing makeup company that she just loves and all this stuff. And she was like, you know, all this stuff about black businesses leaves out people like me who are entrepreneurs. I won't get into my whole philosophy on whether people who work for these multi-level marketing companies are truly entrepreneurs or not. But anyway, she was like, it leaves out people like me because I'm told I'm not really a black-owned business. And I was like, well, if you have this white entity that has you as their sales force calling you an entrepreneur while they have millions of dollars to advertise their makeup products, then aren't you taking away from a black-owned chemist who came up with her own makeup brand who's trying to market and advertise to our people for a product that was created for and by black people? And she couldn't handle it. And so she was like, well, you know, I still like this company. And I was like, well, you know, I just told you, I literally know a couple of chemists and a couple of women who have created very successful black makeup companies where you could do this. You could have the same success, but with a black owned entity and be working towards black empowerment at the same time that you're doing exactly what you're doing now. You know, do you want the information? And she was like, no, I'm happy where I am. I got a car. And I was like, wow. And my only regret was that I did not interview that sister on the spot. I had my camera and my tripod in my hand, and I was just like, oh, well. And later I was like, I should have interviewed her, because that's the exact mentality that we're talking about when we're talking about, you know, the need to you know, not be integrationist. Yeah. He got a car, and now I don't care about what happens to other black people. I'm good.
And that commercial entity celebrates those individuals and makes those individuals seem like that's what all other black people should be striving to.
And are financing things at the Congressional Black Caucus. It's just like, okay, so anyway, that's a whole nother.
And that's important why Connect becomes such a beautiful concept, which a business concept, which I have to ask. I mean, it's been rolling around. What made you come to pull these elements of this type of show together? What was the inspiration to that?
Yeah, that's it's really interesting. It was about 2 years ago, we looked at how impactful media is on black people. And at one of the Let's Buy Black meetings, we actually had a press conference in New York in 2015 for the first rollout of Let's Buy Black 365. And, you know, relatively soon after that, we had a the day after that press conference, which happened on the Ujamaa principle of Kwanzaa, we talked about making a way to have more of a mass media impact. And 2 days after that, I found myself in D.C. And oddly enough, I went to a Kwanzaa celebration on Imani, and I let Talib finish.
I was able to meet with her parents, Baba and Mama Kamban, just about building and trying to find something to attach with media-wise that would really impact community. And then naturally, they pointed me in the direction of their daughter. So we sat down and we were building just about, you know, expanding it to the show and what we wanted the community to get from it, to take from it, what elements we could provide to it. We know we wanted something that would always give our people tangible solutions to problems that are currently in existence. So we wanted to have that element, and then we wanted to throw an element of having some type of professional background. And then we knew that since we our people are a people of a rhythm and a people that need to be inspired, we want to throw some entertainment in there so that it can be a show that is like a melting pot of everything Black, everything African, and taking it back to the roots and the source. And then that's when you have this product here.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll start to kind of wind things down. We're in conversation with Nataki Kamban. This is Nataki Kamban and Brother Taleb Saber, host of Let's Buy Black 365.com Connect, the new program that's going to be airing on Time for an Awakening Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. on Time for an Awakening and Time for an Awakening Media on YouTube. That'll be like a simulcast, both audio and video. This will be a first, so we'll see how this plays out. I know it'll be exciting. We'll be right back, and we got a call on hold. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All Insurance Incorporated, an African-American owned and operated insurance agency in business for over 20 years, located at 231 Southeastern Road in Glenside, PA, with other offices in Germantown and West Philadelphia. Call now for commercial insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes, automobile insurance quotes, notary and tax services, representing over 15 major A-rated insurance companies, offering a discount on all notary services when you call in for a free quote. Call this number, 215-885-2444. That number is 215-885-2444. 215-885-2444. All Insurance Incorporated.
Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley. Dooley Brothers, specializing in shingle, rubber roofs, gutters, downspouts, and vinyl sidings. Call for your free estimate today. 215-224-3882. That's 215-224-3882. Dooley Brothers Roofing, the roofing experts you can trust. That number again, 215-224-3882. 215-224-3882. Before your roof becomes unruly, call Dooley.
RG Electrical Inspections provides electrical inspections for realtors, licensed electricians, and homeowners. Licensed and insured underwriter, serving Philadelphia and surrounding area. Call today, 484-268-9837.
I transformed a $24,000 a year odd job handyman service into a seven-figure high-end custom home builder and commercial contractor licensed and operating in three states. This is just one of the tangible transformations I've created for entrepreneurs in various industries around the country. If this isn't what you think of when you think of accounting and business consulting, then get ready to take down this invaluable information. Are you an entrepreneur suffering with a stagnating company? Have headache customers, staff, or vendors? Are you rebounding from a loss and need help achieving your unrealized potential? Or are you a startup who wants to get it right the first time and avoid the costly mistakes? Hi, my name is Nataki Kamban. If you're ready to go beyond advising and coaching and get results, then call 301-244-9072. Let New Business Solutions recommend and implement the best comprehensive sales, administrative, human resources, accounting, and operations to help you grow into your vision for yourself and your company. Again, from anywhere nationally, call 301-244-9072 or pull us up on your device right now and book your free consultation at www.newbusinesssolutions.com. And just mention you heard this special announcement on Time for an Awakening.
Thank you.
darkness no longer, a child is born. Mothers shed tears of joy as baby tests his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't sign. And it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a
day.
Change of mind.
Operation in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant, she's no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry. Cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
A world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's a new
world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race. It's a new world.
Welcome back to Time for an Awakening. Tonight, we're winding down our conversation with two new hosts on Time for an Awakening Media, Sister Nataki Cambine and Brother Talib Saber, of Let'sBuyBlack365.com Connect, a new program that will be airing on Time for an Awakening Media on Monday evenings at 8 to 10 p.m. It'll be like a simul broadcast, audio and video. The visual of it will be on Time for Awakening Media, which you can see on YouTube. And I don't know whether you'll be streaming things to Facebook, Brother Talib and Sister Nataki, but I guess that can be utilized if you choose. But one question that I have to ask, will it be simulcast on a BB Tumikasa?
Yeah, we're looking into that. You know, to the point earlier, and I remember the broadcast where Dr. Cambine was on Time for an Awakening a year ago really impacted me this year when I listened to it as a rebroadcast. In terms of actually taking that stance and not being digital integrationist and not financing the entities that are oppressing us. We are not going to be on Facebook.
Okay.
We got to come off the plantation, and so we're going to be doing this through Black Media. And one of the things that Dr. Cambine didn't mention that I think is really interesting a BB Toomey CASA, everything from the hosting to the site security to the to every part of that infrastructure is 100% Black owned, created, operated. There is not one aspect of it that is not Black owned. And so, you know, he is really living the model, and it's not a challenging model. And I'm excited that, you know, we're going to be part of the Time for an Awakening family.
Very excited.
I'm such a fan of this station and the show and everything that you all do and the other programs here. So, this is, you know, Let's Buy Black did a campaign a while back where we talked about Black solutions for Black communities. And this is really, you know, when we talk about self-determination, when we talk about faith, when we talk about all the principles of Kwanzaa, so this is really an embodiment of all that. And I did want to give the listeners those phone numbers one more time for those who needed time to get a pen and paper for the text to join. If you are interested in learning more about the show, if you're interested in becoming one of our hosts on the show, or if you're interested in ways that you can, you know, promote your entity more, you can with all three, you can use this text to join number and just indicate what the need is there. Now, this does get auto responses back, so please don't send a book because you'll get an auto response back. But it is 505-652-2365. Again, you can send your name, phone number, and connect show to, you can text
505-652-2365. Okay. Let's grab one more call here. 215.
Hey, Brother Elliot, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Brother Richard, how you doing? Good, brother.
All right, now.
All right. Hey, Sister Tadaki, how you doing, my sister?
I am absolutely blacknificent.
I love it. I love how you said that. And then my brother Sabay, I think that's the brother's name. How you doing, good brother?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Our praise be to Allah. I just want to say this. I know y'all pressed for time. I want to say congratulations to y'all. I welcome y'all as a Time for the Awakening supporter and listener. I welcome you to the Time for the Awakening family, Sister Tataki and Brother Sabir. I know y'all, and I'll definitely be checking y'all show out, and I'll be a supporter as well because I'm all about buying Black 24/7, 365 days a year. You know.
Oh, so,
you know,
wow, fantastic!
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah.
So and, definitely tune in. There'll be a couple of ways for those who actually, you know, live the model of buying Black. There are ways that you can, you know, definitely find more ways to buy Black, but there are also some prizes and some other resources. We want to highlight people who are doing it really to the point of the first caller. You know, sometimes people feel like it's not happening and things aren't going on. And so we really want to highlight those who are doing things. You'll definitely be able to take advantage of some of those.
Well, I jotted the phone number down that you just gave us a minute ago. And Sister Nataki and Brother Sabir, let me say these two things real quick. You know, you told the story to Brother Elliot and Brother Richard a few minutes ago about how the sister you was talking to was saying that she was happy because she got a car and she didn't want to, when you're trying to get her to support Black people primarily. She talked about some. She was okay where she was at because she had a car. That reminded me of an incident like that happened with me several years ago. I went to the African American Museum here in Philadelphia, and I had met a brother who was in the Nation of Islam. Well, he's formerly in the Nation of Islam, and his brother, Sister Nataki, and Brother Sabir, he looked just like Dr. Khaled. I mean, beautiful, dark skin, everything. Ooh. As I'm talking to the brother, and we got the rapping, and this brother, he's talking about how people go 180 degrees the other way. Believe me, when they get caught up in that addicted to white, as Brother Jerome Fox was saying in his book, Addicted to White, these people lose their minds. This brother told me that he denounced his association with the Nation of Islam, and he was a Christian now. And I told the brother, I said, well, brother, that's whatever faith we had, that's fine if you want to be a Christian, a Muslim, whatever, a Jehovah's Witness. I mean, it's your personal, like Malcolm said, your religion is your personal thing. That's your, you know, it's between you and your God. But what got me, Sister Natak and Brother Saber, was his mindset. He told me that the reason why he denounced the Nation, he said, because he was always taught that the white man was the devil and stuff. He said, but when he worked on his job, he said that he befriended this white guy, and his white guy helped him get a car. This, I know it sounds crazy, Sister Natak, but he said his white guy on his job helped him get a Cadillac, and he said he realized that that white people are not bad, they good. And I'm saying to myself, I said, brother, do you know how stupid you sound? I said, because one white person befriending you and helping you get a car, that makes everything all right. I said, brother, I've had white people do stuff for me that's nice in my life. I said, I appreciate, like anybody appreciate with somebody, but I don't put no blinders on and act like I don't see the racism and the stuff that their people do to us on a constant basis. I said, brother, you have lost your damn mind. That's what I told him. And he just couldn't get, he said, brother, you don't understand. I'm a Christian now. I'm not into that hatred stuff no more. Well, I love white people. I mean, I said, oh my God, I literally had to get away from this brother. I mean, this brother was just talking so crazy. And if you got somebody, Sister Nataki and Brother Sabir, that think like that sister you talk to, you got that. We got to realize we got many of us among us. I'm not going to say a whole lot of us, but we got some of us among us that think like that. Someone's a white person, male or female, show them any act of kindness, they lose their mind. They lose all perspective on reality. You know, so we see clearly we got work to do. We got that kind of mindset. And as you told Brother Elliot and Brother Richard a few minutes ago about the TV One, that you echo my sentiments, because I've long said, I said, I don't dislike the sister. I said, but Kathy Hughes, she ain't no vanguard for black people. Kathy Hughes is about the dollar. You know what I mean? And that's the bottom line. She's about the dollar. It's like Bob Johnson was with BET. But these people, they say they know they have to market the black people to get started. They know they can't go through white folks to build up their economic base. They got to use us. But once they get that plateau in life, they don't give a damn about our people as a whole. They look out for themselves. All Bob Johnson was worried about was becoming a black billionaire. Same with Kathy Hughes at TV One. She don't give a damn that Roland Martin show was getting ratings and they was geared towards the black community. At the end of the day, she's about money. And like you said, don't we get caught up in the fact because they black. It doesn't mean nothing. Them Negroes love green, and at the end of the day, they love white folks too. Make no mistake about white folks, Jews, whatever you want to call it, they down with that stuff. So they talk all that black stuff. We know when it's convenient, but at the end of the day, follow the money trail with them, and that's the reality. Right. And I'm clear on that. That's why I look at them Negroes for just who they are. You know, that's the bottom line. Right. You know,
and that's exactly why people were like, well, you know, everybody's money is green, and you know, with some of my consulting clients, I say, you know, that could be true in some ways. But, you know, for something that has a social justice purpose, which this show does, in this case, everybody's money is not green.
Exactly.
And so we're very selective in who we vet and how we vet those who get presented to community. And what you said is an exact, perfect example of exactly why we do that, because some of these entities that are being championed as black media, I think we need to be able to differentiate between black-owned and for black people. And that's what the show is going to do.
And Sister Natak, I make this last comment, and I'm gone. Like, I have a lawyer friend of mine here in the city of Philadelphia. He's an African American brother, and he has his own journal. It's like a little journal he did. He had community people write columns for this journal, and he also let people that's on lockdown write in this journal that he has. Well, bottom line with him, he took the same approach that you took, Sister Natak. He said, I refuse to have advertisers. He said, because I start dealing with these white advertisers, they're going to want to start telling me what to do, how to market, who I can write about, who I can't write about. So he takes no advertisers. And he takes no advertising dollars from them. He got all kinds of offers from these big time white sponsors and stuff that advertising this. He said, no, he said, Joe, they offer me big money. I've seen some of the emails they have sent them. He refused to. He said, because, Joe, once you go down that road with them, They got you. He said, because they're going to start dictating what you can, what content you can have. If you say something pro about Minister Farrakhan, they don't like Minister Farrakhan, they're going to cut the advertising. He said, I'm not even going down that road with them. He said, we'll stick it out the way it is without their dollars, and we stay independent and free. And that's the bottom line, Sister Nataki.
Right, right. Because one thing, again, this, you know, this is some of my business insight coming to the forefront. What some people don't realize also is that once you get to a certain status, you can actually dictate the terms of any agreement. So, you know, it might be a TV station or a radio station that has their own contracts and everything. But if you're coming as this huge conglomerate and said, hey, I want to do business with you, I'm going to dictate the terms. You're going to sign my contract, my agreement, and I'm going to dictate what you can and cannot do, then that's what drives the relationship. And so they literally can have things put in the contract that you will not do X, Y, and Z, or if we have a problem with X, Y, and Z, then you're in, not only is it we're going to pull our advertising dollars, but you're now in breach of contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need to understand how some of these games are played. Because, you know, it's not, it's interesting, but thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Nataki and Brother Sabir, and I will be, you know, supporting y'all shows, and I'm definitely call that number at some point this week coming up, and, you can count on me, Sister Nataki and Brother Sabir, to be a vast and staunch supporter of y'all. Thank you for your time.
Definitely. And don't forget, it's a text to join number, so you can't call it, but you can text your name, email address, connect show. If you're interested in a connect show, you can connect to the term hosting. If you're interested in taking the paid host training, if you're interested as a business that wants to come on and be a part of our lifestyle show, then you can text that also. But definitely, that's a text to join number. If you want to do do more writing than that text to join, you can email, and that email address is letsbuyblack365@gmail.com. Again, that's letsbuyblack365@gmail.com, and you can message that, there are a couple of people who monitor that email address, and they'll follow up with you.
Brother Tyler, Sister Nataki, I want to thank you for being with us this evening, giving us the heads up on what's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it. I got to put my engineering hat on so I can kind of get busy probably tomorrow morning. I don't know you guys' schedule, but we'll get together sometime tomorrow early or in the afternoon and kind of get things ready.
Hey, y'all, he washes bottles, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Definitely you got to get me before noon, because I'm definitely from noon to 3. I'm going to be on bbtoomey.com, and the spelling of that for the listeners is abibitumi.com. Again, it's abibitumi.com. And I think a BB to me, so I know a BB to me casa means Black Power language. And so a BB to me, I think, means Black Power. And so tomorrow from noon to 3, we'll all be on a BB to me for the launch of the Black Power Social Education Network, so that we can really talk about this get this Pan-African liberation.
I thought that he said the time difference that it would be 5 o'clock. I think it's 12 o'clock there, but he said 5 o'clock here.
Oh, 12 o'clock here.
No, five o'clock.
No, 12 o'clock noon Eastern time. They're 5 hours ahead, so it'll be 5 o'clock Ghana Mountain time.
Okay.
12 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got it straight. All right. Well, listen. We'll try to get together because I'm off anyway on Mondays, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's New Year's or just a regular Monday. But we'll get together. We'll do something in the morning. We'll be in touch. And I want to thank both of you for being with us. Hey, no problem.
Thank you so much. We're family now, right?
We'll talk soon. Peace.
All right, a BB for Hodier, everyone.
All right.
Black power.
Peace. Back out.
Power to the people.
Brother Richard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, look like they're ready to get started, man. It's gonna be exciting.
Awakening Media is continuing to grow.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting having them on. You know, if they get the program streamed to BB Toomey Casa, that'll be another huge audience listening to the program. So either way, things are growing. And it's another new program that's going to be added in January, another new program slated for February. So let's just sit back and watch the results of what's going on, man. It can only be good.
Yes. Growth is good and it's challenging and it's a part of what we need in order to keep developing the kind of power and vision, keep the vision alive, not the hope, but the vision.
Now, I'm going to reach back out for any of the listeners that heard the program and it'll be up for podcast so they can hear everything in its entirety. Reach back out to Brother Diallo Zumbri, the CEO of the Adinkra group, with their partnership with Ghana Trade and Tourism. That's going to be an interesting program when he comes on.
Yes.
To let people know exactly what's going on, because those are things that you're not going to hear on the media here that we're exposed to, and all the fake news to take a phrase from 45, all the fake news that the black community gets, you'll never hear anything like what he's going to talk about on Time for Awakening on regular news sites. So I'm kind of anxious to get him back on. I knew something had happened, so usually I'll reach out to an individual before time just to give him a little heads up and a reminder, because some people don't really put it down, like me, for example. If I got to do something, I don't really put it in the date book or calendar. But I'll reach back out to him and we'll reschedule the program for upcoming program soon. I know next week we're slated to have Cynthia McKinney is supposed to join us, slated for next Sunday. I'll reach out to her and try to confirm that she'll be joining us on next Sunday's program. She's slated to. So. Things is moving on, Brother Richard. And still, I got to reach out to Kali Acuna to try to reschedule him, because that's going to be another interesting conversation to talk about the Jackson Cush Cooperative and the things, the challenges they went through to get what's going on in Jackson, that to happen. It was a specific strategy, goals that had to be met among the brothers and sisters involved. To accomplish what they did. Nobody just jumped out there and decided to do it and run and they did it. No. Brother Antar, Brother Chokwe Antar Lumumba is being held accountable by the group that put him in that position. Not the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party or the Green Party, but the folks of the Jackson Cush Cooperative to put him in that position. He's held accountable not only to them, but to the black residents of Jackson, Mississippi. So, you know, we'll get Callie on to talk about that. We had a little teaser conversation with Brother Kamal Franklin, who was involved initially in a lot of that planning and a lot of that strategy. He took them so far, but Callie, Brother Kuna and them kind of took them all the way in. So, that'll be another conversation that we plan to have in January sometime. I don't know the specific date, but we'll make arrangements for it. Next week, the schedule starts again with Monday with African Perspectives with Brother Oshie from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I know on Wednesday's program he's scheduled to have Brother Anoka Rashidi on his program. Again, Monday is scheduled to be the debut of Let's Buy Black 365.com Connect on Time for Awakening, which will air on Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. We'll work out all the kinks, and hopefully that'll be the debut tomorrow. On Wednesday evening, 8 to 10, Sister Nataki is back with the, Sister POC is back with Revive on Wednesday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. And then on Friday, again, Time for Awakening at 7, at 8 p.m. in the Friday evening. Saturday morning starts off with SST, Saturday Sports Talk with Troy Wilmore. That's Saturday morning, 10 to 12 noon. And the schedule is still open. It's spots for folks that want to have their program heard or their podcast out there. Just reach out to us at timeforanawakening@gmail.com. Again, it's timeforanawakening@gmail.com so we can talk about it. But, Richard, we come to an end of another program.
Yes. Exciting.
And I want to thank everybody. Oh, well, listen, before we leave, Jay said that you're going to go out there and kick up your heels. You remember what Jay said on Friday's program. So you don't want to disappoint him. So you can let him know on Friday, you know, what party you went to. you know Jay going to ask you. I want to thank everybody for listening to the program this evening. Lively discussion as always, and we'll be back on Friday, Lord willing, to continue on this path towards the awakening. Peace.
They seem to be so unaware. I know the things that they'll soon have to take care of. We've got to do something, yeah, to save the children. Soon it will be their turn to try and save the world. Right now they seem to play such a small part of. Tommy, he said he wants to be a fireman.